Number 1. Przemyslid Palace. Among the most picturesque corners of this historic city, today's Václavské náměstí, is one place in Olomouc where, since the town's beginnings, history really has been made. The Moravian appanage princes built a castle there, on the hill known as Václavské návěrší, in the 11th century. The Olomouc appanage prince Svatopluk began building a church here before the year 1107. Still uncompleted, his son Václav handed it to Bishop Jindřich Zdík in 1130. A year later, the bishop blessed the church, and in 1141 transferred this still unfinished building to the bishopric from the Church of St. Peter. At the same time, he established a canonry in the cathedral with 12 minor canons, and moved his seat here from the eastern part of Předhradí. Of all the Romanesque buildings on Václavské návěrší, what is preserved to this day, apart from the rebuilt towers on the chapel of St. Barbara, is Zdík's bishop's seat and the canonry's living quarters. The original Romanesque three-winged construction of the bishop's palace and the canonry are, with their preserved ornamentation, among the greatest existing examples of European Romanesque dwellings. The western and northern circumference walls of Zdík's palace have been preserved. They were part of the former three-winged two-story construction with an inner courtyard. The eastern wing, the palace on the north, and the Romanesque basilica with a capitulary cloister made up the closed complex of the cathedral, with the canonry and the bishop's seat. After the death of Jindřich Zdík in 1150, the life of the canonry fell apart. At the start of the 13th century, the canons built independent courtyards at Předhradí. A great fire in the cathedral and the princely castle did much damage in 1204. The cathedral and the surrounding church buildings were repaired by the then Bishop of Olomouc, Robert, who later made the northern wing of the complex available as a cathedral school. Around the middle of the 13th century, a new Gothic cloister was built in the palace grounds. A great collection of late Gothic wall paintings was created here, including scenes of the veneration of the three wise men and the veneration of the shepherds, clearly influenced by Albrecht Dürer. Between 1435 and 1441, a building was joined to the former Romanesque palace. It was originally built as a canonry library, and after 1493 served as the chapel of St. John the Baptist. The eastern wing was again rebuilt in the 1480s. Some of the network and star-like late Gothic vaults from this building phase are preserved to this day. Baroque modifications made less of an impact on the complex. In the 1970s and 80s, a complete conservation renewal took place. When the reconstruction of the area around the Capitulary Deanery is completed, the whole complex will be used by the Archdiocesan Museum. The Archdiocesan Museum originated in 1998 within the framework of the Olomouc Museum of Art and in cooperation with the Olomouc Archdiocese as the first Archdiocesan Museum in the country's history. The core of the new building became the Romanesque Palace of the Moravian Bishops at St. Wenceslas' Basilica at Olomouc's Przemyslid Castle. The whole north part of the one-time castle has gradually been reconstructed to meet the museum's needs since 1999. That includes the Capitulary Deanery, its farmyard, and the tower with the Chapel of St. Barbara. The museum was officially opened to the public on June 3, 2006. An extraordinary experience is promised by a tour of the buildings, which document the building and artistic developments throughout the millennium, from the remains of the royal palace to the high Romanesque, Gothic and Renaissance eras to late Baroque and Rococo interiors. Permanent exhibitions on the spiritual culture of the Olomouc Archdiocese and halls for short-term exhibitions enrich the city's culture, as does the picture gallery featuring top-class works of art collected in Olomouc since the 16th century. The building also includes a spacious hall entitled Mozarteum, whose name recalls a stay here by the famous composer. It is used for chamber concerts, literary events, dramatic performances, and film projections. Svatovaclavské návrší, in the southern part of which the Archdiocesan Museum is located, is one part of the city which has long been inhabited. The history of this spot is connected not only with the history of Olomouc, but that of the whole Czech state. The oldest objects found here date from the late Stone Age, from around 4,000 years BC. From the 10th century, when the Czech Přemyslid state came into being, Olomouc Castle was one of the most important centres in Moravia. From 1034, the Moravian Přemyslid princes were based here. In 1063, the Olomouc bishopric was revived. In 1141, it was transferred by Bishop Jindřich Stík to the Church of St. Wenceslas, in the vicinity of which he built the bishop's palace in the high Romanesque style. After 1267, the capitulary deanery was built nearby, and in the summer of 1306, King Charles III stayed here while on an exhibition to Poland. On August 4th, an as-yet-unexplained regicide took place. The whole Přemyslid family were put to the sword. The reconstruction of the grounds of the original capitulary deanery was carried out after the end of the Thirty Years' War. A century later, it became an extensive one-story residence with a high mansard roof. Work on the Baroque form of the residence reached a peak in the mid-18th century, reaching even the interior ceremonial halls. In the autumn of 1767, on the invitation of Dean Podstatsky, it became a temporary refuge for Mozart's family. As part of the historicist repairs to the Cathedral of St. Wenceslas in the 19th century, the capitulary deanery was also remodeled into its contemporary form. After nationalization by the communists, the deanery lost all of its interior decor and part of its ornamentation. Even the building's fundamental construction saw devastation. In 1997, the entire grounds of the erstwhile Olomouc Castle became a national cultural monument and were returned to the church. Only then was it possible to go ahead with the idea, over a century old, of creating an archdiocesan museum.